Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Ambiguous Loss, Learning to Live with Unresolved Grief by Pauline Boss introduces a powerful framework for understanding losses that have no clear ending or explanation. Boss, a family therapist and researcher, focuses on grief that remains suspended because the person is physically absent but psychologically present, or physically present but psychologically absent. This can include missing persons, divorce, adoption, dementia, addiction, incarceration, deportation, infertility, and other situation, deportation, infertility, and other situations where closure is impossible or unreliable. Rather than pushing readers toward quick acceptance or neat stages of grief, the book reframes the experience as a normal response to an abnormal situation. Boss explains how uncertainty disrupts identity, family roles, and relationships, and why conventional models of grief often fail when the loss is unclear. With a practical and compassionate tone, she offers ways to reduce self-blame, strengthen resilience, and find meaning while still living with unanswered questions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining ambiguous loss and why closure is not required, Boss centers the book on the idea that some losses cannot be resolved through information, rituals, or time. Ambiguous loss describes situations in which facts are missing or meanings keep shifting, so the mind cannot fully organize the experience into a clear story. The book clarifies two common forms: physical absence with psychological presence, such as a missing family member, estrangement, or military deployment, and physical presence with psychological absence, such as dementia, brain injury, severe mental illness, or addiction. Boss explains that people often feel stuck not because they are weak, but because the situation itself blocks the normal processes that support mourning. When there is no confirmation, no ending, and no socially recognized script, communities may minimize the pain and individuals may blame themselves for not moving on. The framework challenges the cultural obsession with closure and replaces it with an approach that tolerates uncertainty. Instead of trying to force a final answer, readers are invited to focus on what can be controlled, how to live, relate, and make decisions despite incomplete information. This shift reduces shame and helps people recognize that unresolved grief can be managed without being cured. Secondly, how ambiguity disrupts identity, roles, and family systems. A key contribution of the book is its family systems lens. Boss argues that ambiguous loss is not only an individual emotional experience, but also a relational one that reshapes how families function. When someone disappears, changes cognitively, or becomes unreachable, the family's roles and boundaries can become confused. Who is the decision maker now? Who carries responsibility, and what happens to commitments such as marriage, parenting, or caregiving? The uncertainty can freeze the system, leaving people hesitant to reorganize because doing so feels like giving up. In cases like dementia, the person may be present in body but altered in personality, creating a painful mismatch between memories and current reality. Boss highlights how this can lead to conflicted feelings, love and anger, loyalty and resentment, hope and despair. She also discusses how identity is challenged, both for the person experiencing the loss and for those around them, because relationships are central to self-understanding. By naming these dynamics, the book helps readers see patterns that might otherwise look like personal failure. The message is that reorganizing family roles is not betrayal, but adaptation, and that healthier boundaries and clearer responsibilities can reduce chronic stress while honoring ongoing bonds. Thirdly, the psychology of uncertainty, frozen grief, stress, and meaning-making. Boss connects ambiguous loss to the human need for coherence. When events cannot be explained, the mind tends to search for causes and solutions, which can turn into rumination, vigilance, and exhaustion. The book explains how ambiguous loss can produce frozen grief, where mourning cannot progress because the loss is both there and not there. This can heighten anxiety, complicate depression, and intensify conflict within couples and families. Boss also addresses social ambiguity. When others do not recognize the loss as real, support may be limited, increasing isolation. Rather than presenting grief as a set of stages, she emphasizes stress responses and coping processes. A central tool is meaning-making, not in the sense of inventing a tidy lesson, but in building a workable interpretation that allows life to move forward. Boss encourages readers to accept paradox and mixed emotions, because insisting on emotional purity can make suffering worse. The book advocates both and thinking, where people can hold hope and realism at once and can remember what was while adapting to what is. This approach helps reduce the pressure to solve the unsolvable and supports steadier emotional regulation under uncertainty. Fourthly, resilience strategies, managing boundaries, rituals, and relationships. A practical portion of the book focuses on resilience, offering ways to live with unanswered questions without being dominated by them. Boss discusses strengthening psychological and relational flexibility so individuals and families can adjust roles, routines, and expectations as circumstances evolve. Boundary management is central, deciding what responsibilities to take on, what decisions can be postponed, and what forms of contact are healthy or harmful. For situations like dementia caregiving, this may involve redefining connection and finding support that reduces burnout. Boss also explores the value of rituals and symbolic acts, which can provide structure when official closure is unavailable. These might include commemorations, community gatherings, therapeutic conversations, or personal practices that acknowledge the loss while still affirming life. Communication strategies help families talk about uncertainty without forcing consensus. The book highlights the importance of social support and the need to educate friends, workplaces, and communities about ambiguous loss so that people receive recognition rather than dismissal. By focusing on manageable steps, the approach shifts the goal from solving the ambiguity to reducing its power, enabling readers to invest in relationships, health, and daily functioning even when grief remains unresolved. Lastly, Hope with Realism: Letting Go of Blame and Choosing a Livable Path. Boss emphasizes that ambiguous loss often triggers self-blame and relational blame. People may believe they caused the situation, failed to prevent it, or are failing now because they cannot reach closure. The book challenges these assumptions by locating the problem in the ambiguity itself rather than in the individual. This reframing can reduce shame, soften family conflict, and make room for compassion. Boss also encourages a mature form of hope, one that does not depend on guaranteed outcomes. Hope becomes a stance toward life, including the hope of coping, the hope of connection, and the hope of meaning, even if the person never returns or never becomes the same. Readers are guided toward making decisions that honor both attachment and reality, such as redefining commitments, creating new routines, or acknowledging limits. The book supports the idea that one can remain emotionally connected while changing practical arrangements, and that moving forward does not erase love or loyalty. By validating paradox, Boss offers a path that is ethically and emotionally grounded. The result is a livable middle space between denial and despair, where people can pursue stability, purpose, and care alongside ongoing uncertainty. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for readers living through losses that do not come with a clear ending, including families of missing persons, caregivers of people with dementia, individuals dealing with addiction in the family, estrangement, infertility, migration-related separation, or any grief shaped by uncertainty. It is also valuable for therapists, social workers, clergy, and healthcare professionals who need language that fits experiences that standard grief models do not explain. The benefit to a reader's life is practical and emotional. It reduces the pressure to achieve closure, normalizes conflicting feelings, and offers a roadmap for functioning well even when answers never arrive. By focusing on resilience, boundary clarity, and meaning-making, the book can help readers regain agency and improve relationships under chronic stress. Compared with similar grief titles, its advantage is precision and applicability. It does not rely on universal stages or simplistic positivity, and it treats unresolved grief as a distinct category with specific dynamics in families and communities. That makes it a worthwhile purchase for anyone who needs not just comfort, but a coherent framework and usable strategies for living forward with uncertainty. If you would like to support Pauline Boss, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.